Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. With Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching, I'm a hypnotherapist and NLP practitioner, published author, and with hypnosis CDs, but I also have taken my inner journey and something that I've learned in this inner journey, and I've really expanded into and I've accepted, is when you really are in the inner journey, the letting go, it starts in the root chakra for me and it comes forward. And I read this all the time and I see this. Let love do it. Let spirit do it. Let everybody do it. Well, that ain't going to get it. It didn't for me. Mine is I had to go inside myself and do it myself. And that is something I've really expanded into and accepted. It comes from my heart. It really does. And it really starts in the root chakra because your fibers and your DNA have memories. Everything in your body has a memory. We think it's a mind that only has a memory, but it's really not. It's everything has a memory. And, you know, how do you think you sit there and when you have a scratch or something, heal? The cells do it on their own. The cells do it. Your heart beat from your subconscious, and it's an automatic rhythm. And that is the way life is an automatic rhythm. But it's our emotional landscape that sets the vibrations into the universe. When we try to say the mind leads, the mind is the biggest follower in history. But people don't want to open up to think that. They want to think they understand everything, and they really are endearing to it. And this time of year is the holidays, and everybody's trying to be perfect and rush around and get this done. We forget to relax and enjoy the holiday season. And that's what happens. We forget to enjoy the holiday season. And as we're forgetting to enjoy the holiday season, we're forgetting to enjoy life. And that's something that's quite astronomical, is we're forgetting to enjoy life. How are you forgetting to enjoy life? That's quite expansive there, isn't it? When you're forgetting to enjoy life, you're forgetting to enjoy your who you are. Life isn't about how fast we can go. It's about how we can relish it. Today's society, it's really about how fast we can go and how we're doing everything for everybody else. And we're trying to look good, be selfish, be this. We're trying to be everything. But we're really being nothing at the same time. How are we being nothing but thinking we're being something? That's quite a question there. Because we're all thinking we're something. But here's the thing. If you think you're smarter than somebody else, you know something they don't, but they also know something you don't. This is something. When we leave the world, all we're going to leave is the legacy we're having here. And if you follow the presidents and their egos, the presidents are more worried about their legacy than they are about what they're doing. And, you know, the world really mirrors what happened in the deficit talks between the Republicans, Democrats, and the politicians. They are so worried about losing out, they can't go forward. You know, they create laws that's illegal for us. Insider trading is illegal for the populace. But however, it's legal for them. So, you know, how does that set forth a premonition in the world that, well, I'm here, you're there, so I don't have to be integrity or honor. And honor is HONOUR. So how does that play out in your life? And how are you going so fast in this holiday season? you're so worried about what mom's going to say, dad's going to do, my sister does this, my brother has this. How are you really ingrained in the pain of trying to be perfect? When we're ingrained in the pain of trying to be perfect, we're really not paying attention to the serenity of life. There is a calmness in life that we have really, really expanded out of. And, you know, and when this country was young, and I was talking with a lady today, and this is really a sad, a real truthness here. The world has never, ever got away from being pioneers and nomads. Only thing is, we do it now at such a high rate of speed, we don't even understand that's what we're doing. And as we're doing it, we're caught up in the society speed. If you're not doing it fast, you really can't be doing it at all. And that's not true. The slower we go, the more we relish life. And I'm not saying going slow this way, but we want to slow the mind down to enjoy life. And that's what this is all about, is slowing the mind down to enjoy life. And as life is moving forward and things are starting to happen, how do you speed up to try to make it go faster? And that's what we do, is we try to make it go faster. And I'm learning these lessons as I go. But we never get to go faster. We're just going in the same place in a bigger, in a faster, tighter circle. Because our thoughts are just as, the faster our thoughts go, the more we're ingrained in yesterday. See, yesterday is today until we let go of it. And something else, I was talking with a friend today, and we was talking about forgiveness. You know, forgiveness is a drama. If you're forgiving anybody for anything, you're hiding behind your shyness because they didn't do anything. You have that thought they did that. And how is it your expectation that's really ingraining that rather than the reality they have the choice to do anything they want, they desire? You know, when you start thinking about that, how do you try to make things everybody else's fault and then use forgiveness so you feel good in the circle of nothingness? And that's where we're at in life right now, in the circle of nothingness. You know, when we're in a circle of nothingness, we're in a circle of everything, and we're in the circle of busy and productive, how are we in the circle of nothingness? That's quite a question there. It's really, that's quite a thing, because you can't, there's no answer and there's no pathway. It's just a, it's just an inner thing you have to search out and see if there's any meaning to that at all. How is nothing that's everything and everything nothing? You know, that's just something that life is. And see, them kind of questions make the conscious mind go awry and into a different place, but the subconscious mind goes in for a search of something new. And that's what wisdom is. Wisdom is not in the conscious mind. Wisdom is to entice the subliminal mind to feature the images in there. You don't feature the words, because words have images. And that's why when you write with action, you have action words. And that's something that people really, really are afraid of, is action words. You know, action words, all they do is ingrain you with new ways of doing things. I was looking at myself today, and there's a lot going on in my personal life, but, you know, the thing I do most is I focus on my forward movement. I can't let the trials and tribulations interject, even though I do. I choose not to a lot of times, and I do it about 98% of the time, but every once in a while, it really sneaks up and lets me have it. It just likes doing that to me. I don't know why, but it's called expanding. You know, and something I'm really starting to see in the world is the word change. You know, and I'm starting to understand change is a pain, but expand is the fun land of life. Because when you're expanding, you're engaging in something new. Change has a lot to do with old thoughts and old patterns. And when you're expanding, you're searching. And when you're in change, you're in the pain of yesterday. Because, you know, everybody says this and says that, but how many of them have really, really got into their inner self? Most people are trying to tell you what to do. That's not the difference between a arrogance and a savant. The ego is going to tell you what to do and what they're doing. And a savant ego is going to show you what they're doing and let you pick your own way and see whether it's for you or not. And that's something I'm really starting to open up to understand. When people are telling me something, I really quit listening. I mean, I listen, but I understand they're trying to soothe their ego more than anything else. When you're soothing the ego, you're not moving forward because you're hiding behind something. And that is something else that really is doing it. You know, everybody's hiding behind something. I am. I know I'm hiding behind something because there's something new being exposed, expanded, and let go of every day. A lot of us are hiding behind we can't, instead of stepping forth into I can. And when we do that, we're hiding behind. We're trying to not leave society or our people behind. Well, things are going to happen in life, so you have to let go of things and do things to energize life moving forward. When your life is moving forward, your mind is focused on a journey and it doesn't really have time to pick up on all the negativity of the world. But however, we do allow that. I know I do. Even though I think I don't, I understand I do. Because when life is really grasping who you are, you're grasping where life is going. And here's something else that I'm really starting to understand. I quit listening to people's words and I watch their actions. Because words are just like butter on toast. It just melts. But the action of it, it makes the toast soft. And it makes things really differently good. And that's something else that the world doesn't understand is really happening. Is whatever we think we're doing, we're really not doing. And everything we think we're doing, we're not doing. How does that make sense? You know, wisdom isn't about what everybody else is doing. It's how does that wisdom expand your life and you let go of being caught up in the pearls of yesterday rather than in the savant forwardness of today. To see, you really have to be a philosophizing prophet to move your own life forward. Because when you're the prophesizer, you're really opening up and keeping your mind busy, forward movement, because you're opening yourself to really be something. And how is nothingness everything? And that is something that and when we're doing this, we become afraid, because a lot of times when it comes to the philosophies of yourself, they're going to make people say things that they don't know, and they don't do this. And when you're engaging in the world today, people aren't used to anything different than they've been taught since school, their parents, really since the beginning of time. That is something that we really have to be open to and do. Because life isn't about yesterday. Life is about your own expansion from your heart. You know, and as you open your heart, you're going to open yourself up, because the heart has no boundaries. Your conscious mind has your boundaries. But if you're still trapped and your conscious mind is really, really tight, and you really think you have to know something and do something before you really do, what does that really do for you? It really doesn't do much, does it? And when you do this and you engage in your day, how do you have that little voice in your say, don't say that to him because he's going to, or say that to her because they're going to say bad things about me, and they're going to make fun of me, and everybody in the job here is going to make fun of me. But see, people make fun of what they're afraid of, and they galvanize and stick to what makes them comfortable. So if people are saying unsavory things to you, that means they're uncomfortable. That's kind of why the jocks pick on the smart people, because subconsciously they know they don't measure up, and physically they can dominate. You know, people that are very physical are usually in fear. There's quiet people out there that understand their abilities. Them are the people to adhere to and leave alone. Never pick on the big mouth. You can always pick on the big mouth because he's not internally strong, but the quiet people are internally strong, worthy of who they are. And they really, really play that game. And as they're playing that game, they start to feel better about themselves. And as you go about life, you're going to really go about it in a different way. And there's nothing wrong with about doing things in a different way, because it's actually the new way to get it out. And that's what the world is really searching right now, is a new innovation. Because even computers, there's new apps, there's new everything. But, you know, right now we're about, the computers are waiting for a new go-around of innovation, because in the 90s, we had a great big computer boom. And really since then, we haven't done, you know, had new, that much new. So there's somebody out there going to come up with a whole new computer system. And because we're complacent with what we have. And I'm not saying it's going to be better than the ones we have, but it's going to be new. And it's going to have all new technology and everything else involved. And when that happens, there's going to be a whole new era of entrepreneurialism. And so are you willing to engage in discovering and uncovering your own computer skills? That is what life is going to move us forward, and that's how life is going to go. And once you start doing this, life will go forward in a preeminent way, in a prominent way too. But you see, we're too caught up in everything and not employing enough of mindful nothingness. And all mindful nothingness is a quieting of the mind, opening up your other mind. So how are you afraid to listen to that inner clairvoyant of yours that can really see where your life is going? How do you not listen to that? And how do you not adhere to it? I know I have. I know I don't adhere to it like I should all the time. But sometimes I do adhere to it. And when you adhere to it, you become a beaming light of new wisdom. And trusting that inner voice is kind of where life gets to be a little unsettling for the conscious mind and our egotistical mind. I know it does for me. And anybody says they do that and they do this, when people really talk about what they're doing, that means they're trying to convince you, that convince themselves that's what they're doing. Because you can't listen and talk at the same time. And you got to go with some premonitions. And there are some unique premonitions coming out that's going to expand the world from different people. You know, money has nothing to do with premonition. That's just trusting your own abilities to trust that inner self to move your life forward. And that's where Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching comes in, because we're going to go in and feature the old stuff and open out new stuff for you. And that is what life is going to happen for us. Life is about engaging in crystal clear new stuff. And once you start doing that, life becomes free and energetic again. And how are you energizing your own life? And when it comes to engaging in it, how do you step back and hide from it? I'm not going to say I haven't, because I have. Yeah. The more people tell me how strong they are, that doesn't mean anything to me, because I watch their actions and listen to their trail end words. If you listen to somebody, they're going to tell you truly what's going on. And it is about energizing challenges and moving your life into a new world. But the world you move into is the one that you're willing to let go of the old today. Life isn't... Today we're in such a fast pace, and with the holidays going on, our mind is so busy and it causes the stress. A busy mind causes stress. A relaxed mind doesn't. So how are you really, really caught up in the drama of the holiday instead of the serenity and the tranquilness of it? This is a time to enjoy life. And tomorrow is a day of people that opened up and let go of their differences and communicated in a new way. And I come up with a new saying today. It's the beautification of communication will expand the world. And that's what the world is begging for, people to start communicating again. Since we've got emails, text, we've become a world that hasn't got the wherewithal or the communication skills to move forward. And that is something that the world is begging for, is personal interaction and intercommunication. And that is one of the biggest fears people have today, because it's easy to text and it's easy to email or do it through computer, but the one-on-one communication today is really faltering. But when we're open to communicating, we're open to beautifying our own life, and that's just opening out our own brilliance. Because the people of the world are the greatest asset the world has ever had. People are assets. The companies and everything else are the liabilities. Until we get back to understanding life is a people business, and that isn't that, but it's people facilitating wealth and success in other people, the world will move forward. And it's our inner innovation. It's our inner selves that we have to open up the innovation. Is everybody has something they love to do, but it's about expanding the love for what you do into the world where it generates a cash flow or whatever you desire for a living. And is money going to go away? There'll always be something to barter. But when this country and the world was young, they would barter for things. And we've got away from bartering because we have credit cards and stuff today. And we use that instead of our own personal wisdom. And that's what people would trade, is my skill for your skill. And that's really what we're looking for. The world and this, the universe is really asking for people to open out their innovation. Because we're in an innovation awakening right now. And that is what is happening in the world. We're fissuring a lot of the old ways because people are opening up to themselves. Because the corporate world and the working world is going to be under some severe challenges in the next few years. But the innovation is going to be a highway of illuminated success. And it doesn't necessarily mean success in today's terms. It's the success of the savant, the philosophers, the people that are willing to be different and willing to understand themselves will move the life forward. When you start understanding yourself, you start understanding the world. And I asked myself this question earlier in the show, how is everything nothing? And how is nothing everything? Because when you have nothing, you have everything. When you have everything, you're so busy keeping up with it, you're afraid to let it go. And that's the thing about life. Things are going to, you let go and new comes in. And that's what we're not letting go of. And people are so worried about money and about everything. We're forgetting that money comes from innovation. Innovation is the gold mine of the world. It's just like gold. Everything comes into the universe of intrinsical value from Mother Earth in some shape or form, or Mother Nature or God. But I mean, that is where the wealth is. And we're just like Mother Earth. The gold mine of success is inside of it. It's about going through the tunnels of the I can't into the tunnels of illuminated I can, to canonize them abilities to move forward. And that's what the world is really looking for, is the canonized abilities of the populace of the world. Because the people have always been the greatest asset the world has ever known. But we look at money and worldly possessions rather than the real assets of the world, and that is people. And whoever is listening to this show or listening to the show, you are the greatest asset of the world. That's the fluent, savant, sapient, expanded, panelizing wisdom, wealth, and success in the world. And that's what asset means. And you are one of the assets of the world. I'm Rob Wilson. I want to thank everybody for being here. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. My website is cowboy-wisdom.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And my email, cwdywsdm@gmail.com. And tomorrow night we'll be here talking about living and giving and Thanksgiving and how grateful we got to be for the people that begin it. I want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and we'll see you tomorrow night.